because I'm going to. I've determined in my heart, there's nothing else for me to do but stay right where he's at. So I'm gonna tell him to come get in the car and I start singing. But if you ain't got a song, and I won't say this tonight, if you come and you're seeking the Lord and he don't give you a song, don't worry about it. Just wait on him to move in you. Simple thing.
Yeah.
If he gives you one, hit the floor with it. As you preach, preach. Do what God put on your heart tonight, and God bless us for that. And I'll say this, and I'll get out of the way. If we come looking for a show, we might as well stay in the past.
Amen.
I ain't come for no show. I come to worship him tonight. I get to go to church with my people. So let's gather in the choir. Let's go to church tonight, my Lord. Let him use you this evening.
My name is
Yeah.
But inside, that does not change.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still blessed. I'm still saved.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful I'm saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Page 55.
Lord bless you, Mark.
Thank you.
I appreciate the singing tonight. I appreciate the spirit. But I tell you what I appreciate more than anything is they sung about him coming and all, what would happen. And the world's got it made up to be some kind of big thing that he never even intended on. No. But I'll declare this, no matter what, when he comes and this place starts melting, there'll be no fear in my heart. I'm glad I got it all settled tonight. I don't know about your heart. I don't know what you feel, what you rejoice in. But the fact is, I rejoice is this ain't my place forever. That I'll lay this off. I'll go where he's at. And I don't know if he'll take and just let death take me out of here. Or James, if I'll be like them that the Bible wrote about, would hear the trump.
Yeah.
And it'd sound. It'd be over with. And God changed me in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But either way, it'll be all right to see.
Yes, it will.
I'm glad I'm saved. Let's gather in on the altar tonight. You mind the Lord. Don't wait on nothing formal. You just do everything God give you. And God bless us tonight. Let's gather in. House of God tonight. We will pray with and for one another. But above all, let's thank him for what he's done tonight. I appreciate the hour. I want to say again, he's worthy of us singing about tonight.
Yes.
He's worthy of us testifying about. And he sure is worthy of all our praise tonight. So let's gather in on all of you. If you will lead us, Lord, in prayer.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, we travel for you, Lord. Thank you. Blessed are the angels covering this morning. Lord, we ask every father, Mr. Ball, should we want your Lord and the baby right? Father, maybe someone that don't know you, a free pardon of sin. Father, something might be said or done, call us in the name of you. Father, that time's okay, still crying out to you. We love you. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done. We pray to you, Lord, who you are. Lord, you will be done for us. And we will use the name of God. All the praise.
Thank you, and I appreciate that tonight. Who's got a song? I'm just going to do it the way I feel in my heart tonight. Who's got a song on your heart? On my heart, I've been this all day long. I know it's singing night, and I preached the last singing night, but I'm telling you, I'm going to mind the Lord tonight. I love the Spirit. I believe with all my heart, if you got to force something to happen, you better leave it alone. When it comes to following the Spirit of God, if you've got to make it fit your agenda, then you don't need to do that tonight. And I'm going to say this, there ain't nothing wrong with not having a song if you ain't got one. A lot of folks come in, they'll beat on everybody for not doing this, but if God don't give you nothing to do, thank God you ain't making it up. Amen. Amen. Book of Luke, familiar scripture, I'm going to read you something I've read 1,000 times, but I'm going to mind the Lord tonight because I saw something I never saw in my life. 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel, one verse in here and I want to read. Tonight, this is what thus say the Word of God. The Bible says it like this, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And I'm going to have to read the next one. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and he's alive. He's lost and he's found. I will look tonight at verse 22. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. I want to give you a thought tonight. I won't stand long. I'll get out of your way. I want to preach to you just a minute or testify whatever God let me do about a token of love. We concentrate all the time about this boy getting his heart right, and we shout because the Father clothed him. But But today I began to pray, God began to tell me why he put what he did on him. It's because it's right here. God, I believe the Father's love goes so much greater, Brother Glenn, than anything we've ever known in our life. And I believe the Father's love intends on doing us good and not harm. But what God struck me with tonight is when he clothed this boy, he wasn't just clothing him because of that day right there. I believe his Father knew out in the beginning of time here directly since he's got right. I believe he looked out ahead of this boy and knew there's going to be some hard days come his way. And there's going to be things coming that he was going to have to put some robes on, amen, to protect him from what the folks was going to say to him, amen, and help knock down them fiery darts. I believe that. And I believe with all my heart that he put a ring on his hand that way. Amen, when the devil put him on his back doing all this boy knows how to do, and everybody else wouldn't let him forget what he done, this boy could look back and say, I'll tell you how forgive I am. My Father loves me enough. He's putting something on my hand to let me know that I belong to him tonight. But I want to preach tonight just for a second on what he did. He put shoes on his feet because it's right here. Honey, you're doing all you can do, and I don't know why this is on my heart. All you know how to do to stand, and you're having a hard time. I want you to know when God saved you, he loved you so much and he went ahead and put something on you, amen, to help you get through what you're going through right now. He didn't just save you for that day then. He saved you for all eternity. He wasn't just your God then. Amen, when things was going good and everybody loved you and everything was right. I believe with all my heart the Father loved that son enough. That he said, not only am I going to protect you now, I'm going to take care of your tomorrow. And I'm going to help you make it through, amen, a little while. I want us to know something tonight. Amen, God loves us so much. He's already got everything in our life took care of tonight. If we'll just trust what he's done. Amen. I'm going to say this tonight. I told you I ain't going to preach. I guess I'm just going to testify. But I want you to know this tonight. God didn't intend, amen, on you walking through this world how you beat today. Amen. Leah sung it, and we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what God's answer is going to be in anything. But this one thing I know. I know he saved me that night. And I know he took me in that hour, Glenn, when I was lost and on my way to hell. And he changed my garment for me and put me on a robe of righteous. I know that night he gave me right and power to think. But I'm going to tell you reality tonight. He has never one time changed in what he told me he'd do for me. It don't matter what life hands me. It don't matter how hard it looks. God is still on my side and he still wants to bless tonight. I appreciate the Lord this evening. But you understand what this boy did. His father said, son, I love you. Amen. And there's going to be days you're doing your best. And you're going to need a token to remember that I still love you. There's days you're going to be doing your best and everything around you is going to crumble. Amen. The world's going to fall all apart. But you remember just as I clothed you today. Honey, I'll be right there with you then. Some of us need to remember God has not forgot us tonight. I know there's hard times. I know there's trouble times. But I know this right here. The night he clothed me, he never has asked for that robe back. He never has asked me to take my shoes off. I've been wrong and dirty as a hog. And he ain't never come and said, give it back to you. Amen. I've been about backslid and just hated everything and everybody. You know what, Connor? Ain't been one time he come and said, I need my ring back, son. But every time I get wrong, you know what I have to do? I have to look at that garment he put on me and realize that that garment deserves better than where I got it at. I have to look at that ring and realize that, hey man, even though the old adversary says I'll never make it back, I have to look at that ring and say I've got me a key to get back with. Amen, amen. Some of us need to understand tonight, hey man, that God didn't just save us to forget us. Hey man, if we was perfect, God didn't save us to love us if we was better than everybody. God saved us tonight. Just because he loved you like you, and because he loved me like me, and he will take me through this thing tonight.
Amen.
A little quiet singing tonight. I don't know everything's been done, but I'll tell you this tonight. I'm glad I know what I feel this evening. That same robe, that same garment. When people look my way and I look at it, I'm telling you tonight, I've examined that garment. And you know what I find? I find it holy and undefiled. I find it righteousness in him. I know this is a little short thing tonight. Singing's a little slow. Hey man, we come in here and they got singing, I'm telling you, just raise up. But here's reality tonight. We can't praise him unless we remember who he is tonight. And we can't praise him unless we remember who we are. He said, son, take this with you. Take it with you. And then tomorrow when you need it, you latch on to it. When they say you ain't going to make it, you tell them I already have. Think about it now. When they say you ain't got enough money to get by on, you look at your ring and say, my father's got it took care of. Well, we need to listen to this tonight. When the devil says you'll die tomorrow, you ain't going to make it through the valley you're in, you look down at your shoes God put on your feet. They ain't never waxed on, Glenn. Think about it, Perry. All these years you've been on this walk, what's happened? God's carried you the whole way. It ain't one wonder, Billy, our shoes don't wear out. God takes us in his hand and puts us where he wants us. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. This may not mean much to you, but I was sitting up at the house and seeing this come by me. God said, I want you to read this tonight. And I sat there and said, Lord, I just opened up, went and read it, just sat down. And the Holy Ghost said, just wait. Just wait. And you know what I find out? That when I wait on him, he'll bless me for that.
Yes, sir.
Church, remember who you are. Yeah. You see, wherever I go, I got a token with me. And he'll love me tonight. Amen. Are you glad you saved?
Amen.
That ain't no preaching. That's just telling you what's on my heart. But I'll tell you this. If we'd all realize, James, what we're clothed in, we'd shout tonight. If we'd all realize on who clothed us, we'd have more power over the adversary tonight. We build that joker up, Glenn. You go back to Genesis. I know I'm getting out of a hurry. He's a little old dragon. Or just a little old serpent. But you get over here in Revelation, he's done consumed us as much as we'll let him. And he's turning into a great dragon. And don't go looking out there for him to come slithering through the crowd. He's already right here. And if we'll remember who we are and not who this is, God will take care of us. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to do it like I feel tonight. Everybody, ain't nobody got a song? Anybody got a song? You know what I'm going to say tonight? I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. It don't take a whole 2 or 3 hours to go to church tonight. Amen. They get up and sing. Billy gets a good choir song. The Holy Ghost come by. And you know what I find? That when he gets done, let's just go to the house. Quiet. Anybody got anything on your heart? Pay any faith to them. If we go home tonight and remember who we are and get a hold of what's really got us, clothed us and making us, I'm telling you, our lives will change. Because God this evening reminded me that even though I have failed, and I have, Shell, I have failed miserably. Even though I failed, even though I've come short, he still loves me tonight. And I appreciate his mercy. Anything on your heart?
The last few days, something that's been really on my heart is the concept of free will.
Mm-hmm.
And I got thinking about it earlier today and just had to get down on my knees and thank the Lord for it. Because besides my salvation, I think that's one of the best gifts and blessings that he's given me. He doesn't want us to love him because that's what we should do. He doesn't want us to love him because that's what we're told to do in church and that's what we've been told all of our lives.
Right.
He wants us to love him because he blesses us every day.
Yes, sir.
Because he loves us enough to give us free will.
Yeah.
The power to choose between the two, even if it hurts him more than we can understand.
Yeah.
I'm just thankful for that tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
Amen. Amen. There's power in what that youngin just said.
That's right.
Free will means God loved us enough to let us choose.
Yes.
He let me choose, Adam, whether I wanted him or hell tonight. I'll say this, he put it so plain I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he let me have him tonight. What a blessing. Somebody is. Ain't no need to make nothing up. I'm going to say this, I appreciate the church tonight. You see, it ain't every time we come in, we're going to be here for 3 hours swinging on rooftops. I won't say this again, when they get singing about it being well with my soul, they sit in there and says, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And I love of it tonight. Service in the morning, 10 o'clock. Leave much in prayer. Service tomorrow evening at 6, Wednesday night, 7. If you're a little, if you're a little.